Proclamation number 6090, dated the October 26th, 1954. Divine spark. Correct relationship with God. You'll carry the divine spark within you, which wants to guide you on your earthly path of life, providing you allow it to do so and enable it to express itself and instruct you. No human being has to rely on himself. Everyone may expect my support. Everyone only needs to make contact with me, and I will influence the person through my spirit. Although you are inseparably connected to me from the start, precisely because of this very spiritual spark you shelter within and which is part of the Father Spirit, thus it always stays connected with me. It nevertheless remains silent in you as long as you don't consciously hand yourselves over to its guidance, as long as you still keep yourselves isolated from me in thoughts as well as in your nature. And thus it is up to you as to whether you feel that you are part of me, whether you let yourselves be guided and advised. It is up to you as to whether you establish the right relationship with me, the relationship of a child to its father, or of the living creation to its God and Creator. The acknowledgement alone that you are subject to me as your Creator of eternity is already a step of coming closer to me, which will also surely lead you to the point that you will recognize and strive towards me as your Father one day. Then you will allow my spiritual spark in you to influence you, to warn and admonish you to refrain from evil and to do what is good. Once you acknowledge me, I will be able to speak to you through the Spirit. My words will become ever more loving. The influence of God's Spirit will generate ever more love the more you recognize your Father in me, and then, as my children, also obediently abide by the inner voice, which will truly only ever instruct you to your benefit. The connection with me will remain always and forever, but it will depend on you as to whether you become conscious of it. As soon as your thoughts rise up to me in prayer, you will consciously establish the connection with me, enabling me to influence you through my spirit. And so, no human being is isolated from me in creation unless he prefers this isolation. If he turns away from me by himself, if he believes himself to have no connection with the power which created him, then he is indeed isolated and will not be influenced by me either. Then the indwelling divine spark will rest dormant in him. It will not express itself in any way, neither will the human being's free will be infringed upon. The person's attitude towards me will not be imposed on him. He must establish the bond with me of his own accord if he wants to experience the blessing of such a bond, which, however, will irrevocably lead to perfection. Amen.